Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening at home, when a person identifies himself as a Muslim, when a person identifies himself as a Muslim, then he needs to understand that he has been given also a very important responsibility. It's easy to be labeled as a Muslim, and it is difficult to understand the meaning of being a Muslim and a mu'min. And so, everything in this dunya requires effort. So when you identify yourself as a Muslim, what is the meaning to be a Muslim? What is the taqaza? What are you required to do? If you are a British citizen, and if you hold a British passport, it is required from you to adhere to the laws of this country. Far more greater than this, of course, there is no comparison, is when a person labels himself as a Muslim. To be a Muslim means complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete submission. That is the meaning to be a Muslim, to completely surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are surrendering ourselves to Allah every time we perform salah. What do we do? Hands up. What are we doing? Hands up. This raising of the hands is also surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haath utha liye bhai. Hands up. And this is furthermore explained when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this command to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, O my Nabi, say to them, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati. That the namaz that I am praying, the salah that I am performing, and also the nusuk, the sacrifice, annual sacrifice, and every form of sacrifice. Wa mahyaya, my living, my life, wa mamati, my death, lillahi, it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La sharika lah. And the command of Allah is that Allah has got no partners. There is no partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ahad, completely unique. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. And it is this command that Allah has given me. And I am from the awwalul muslimin, from the first of those that show complete surrender to Allah, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders, this is something very important for us to understand, especially in the days of fitna. 100, 200, 300 years ago, life was not so difficult. The minds were not damaged. The minds were not damaged. Today in the modern world, our minds are damaged. Everyone's mind is damaged. Why is it damaged? Because of the social media, internet, the technology, the things that we are watching, this phone, this fitna that we keep in our pockets. This is the thing that is damaging our brain. It is making us brain dead. It is making us brain dead. This phone. And so now when we talk, we have to talk at a very different level to the audience. So what is the meaning of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is the submission, mashallah, physical submission. Right now we prayed Isha namaz, mashallah. Your hands were in sajda, total submission to Allah. Your nose, submission to Allah. Your forehead, submission to Allah. Your knees, submitting to Allah. Your feet, submission to Allah. Your entire body is down, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is submitting. To surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not enough. It is not just about your body and your limbs to fall into ruku and to fall into sajda and your qiyam and your qawma and the things what you are doing. It's not enough. When you are doing sajda and when you put your face down, what else is doing sajda to Allah? Does anyone know? Jee? Your brain. Who said that? Are Umar Farooq. Dekhe, dekhe. Aaj form mein hai, yaar. Aaj to six mari hai. Zabardast batting kar raha hai. Your brain. What is it? It's not your face that is doing sajda. Inside your head, the control panel. What is it? The main tower, the control panel, Allah is saying that you put your pride down. Your pride is your face. What is it? Your pride is your face. Main jhukta nahi hu. Lekin Allah ke samne to jhukte hai na you. But when you are doing sajda, it is not just your head. Allah is saying sajda means that you put your peshani, your forehead, down. And your nose? Down. Why Pishani? Why? Because it is not your forehead, your brain is also doing sajda. What is it? Your brain. Your control panel. And until your control panel does not do sajda, your body is irrelevant. Because your thought process, they have to be in total submission to Allah. Your hands are easy. A lot of people come to the masjid and they do namaz and they do sajda. Sometimes I get, people who want to know about Islam and they're not Muslims and they are visitors. And they say, Imam, can we join you for prayers? For them, it's just an exercise. Yeah. So they will want to do sajda and whatever they want to do, chalo. But the main thing is when you put your face down, your brain is not doing submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Understand the meaning of Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika la wa bidhalika umirtu. This is what Allah has given me the command. Allah has told me this. This is hukam of Allah. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And I'm from the... I'm the first to submit. The first. Huzur alayhi salam is saying. There's no one like me. No one can submit to Allah like me. Subhanallah. So, the best of the people in this modern world are those who are also making the brain do sajda to Allah. Now, what is the meaning of your brain doing sajda to Allah? Your akal, your intelligence, your intellect, and your thoughts that is connected to your heart and the mind, the two have to process together for the thoughts to be running in your mind. The mind is a processor. It is processing everything 24 hours. So everything what you are thinking also has to be Muslim. Everything what you think about has to be Muslim. That is why all the time we are praying namaz, namaz, namaz. You ask anyone that you put your head down and you don't put your forehead down without a reason, without a valid reason, your sajda is not counted, not accepted. Your brain has to do sajda. Your intellect has to be put down. Why do we have to do sajda? Because the most intelligent creature from his entire creation, which makes him unique, is insan, is a human. And what makes a human very powerful is the brain. And the heart, of course, the two are connected to one another, the brain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, make your brain do sajda. That is why the posture that is most beloved to Allah is what? Sajda. Sajda. And the people who do a lot of sajda, the mind is not dead most of the time. The mind is not dead. That is why Allah says in the Quran in another verse, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. I'm going to talk about this tafsir, it'll take too long. But then Allah is saying, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah talks about the human condition, but then snaps out from them the people who pray namaz. So condition of a human being is, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. We'll talk about this later on. In fact, we will cover it, inshallah, later on. Except for the people who pray namaz. So now, what is your identity as a Muslim? How do you know your intellect and your akal is a Muslim? How do you know that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained that in His kalam. That your mind is a Muslim. If you want to know if your akal is a Muslim, it is very simple. How should you be thinking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, to test your akal, to test your thoughts, la yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. This is the criteria. Allah is saying, you have no right to question me what I do. You have no right to question me. لا يسأل عما يفعل. You have no right, you have no power, you are not in that position to say anything to me. I have created you. You are imperfect and I am the most perfect. لا يسأل عما يفعل. Whatever Allah does, you are not to question His wisdom. But Allah is saying, I am going to question every one of you on the day of Qiyamah. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. He is going to question every one of us. But you cannot question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how many people have this attitude? This is the thing. Today there are people who pray Jummah namaz. Today there are people who pray namaz. Today there are people who do a lot of things. But the sickness they have inside, why? What is it? Why? Why this? Why that? Why this? Why? Allah is saying, don't you dare put your why in front of me. What is Allah saying? Is your brain a Muslim? Is your akal a Muslim? La yus'alu amma yafal. You have no authority to question your creator. Allah knows. Why? لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Now this question for Allah, why, should not be born in the minds of the believers. And this is called total and complete submission to Allah. And this is the lesson we have to give to our children. Slowly, slowly, drip by drip, making sure that our children understand that the final order of Allah is that you do complete submission only to Him. Now, saying that, my respected brothers, it doesn't mean that Islam is not allowing you to ask a genuine question. See, there are two types of people. Some people will ask you a question with the intention to argue and debate because this is something that they don't want to believe in. And another group of people are those who will ask you a question who are meek, humble, and they are asking you a question so that their knowledge increases. Their knowledge increases. That is fine. So a genuine question from a person so his knowledge increases, that is absolutely fine. But a question, like many people will question you for a reason, just to debate you, and just to put up their point of view because this is something that they are in disagreement with. And these two questions, the examples of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us from day one. One was the arrogance that came from shaitan, the why. What is it? The why. He is debating who? Allah. Why do I do sajda to Adam? What did he say? Why do I do sajda to Adam? This is his why. This why is the why of a kafir. This why is the why that is going to throw a person in Jahannam. So from the very beginning, Allah is showing us total submission. I make your head do sajda. Your head must do sajda. Because inside your head, there is this beautiful organ. That is your brain, your akal. Make it do sajda. Let it pray namaz. That means whatever the order of Allah is, sami'na, we listen, wa ata'na, and we obey. سَمِعْنَا and وَأَطَعْنَا. So this is the why of shaitan. This why of shaitan is not right. Then there is the why of the angels. The why of the angels. The why of the angels is absolutely fine. When the malaika saw this new designing, this new design, this new brand, they've seen the angels and all sorts of malaika, and they've seen the jinns, and they've seen Jannah and the beauty of Jannah. And then there is a new brand that is about to be created, this something new that comes in the market. And that is Adam alayhi salam. So Allah gives them the opportunity to see every part of Adam alayhi salam being resurrected. Allah is creating Adam alayhi salam. So they knew that he is going to be a human, and a human when he is going to be placed in dunya, and because insan has got feelings and how dunya has been created, the malaika knew. So they put another question of why. Allah Pak, why did you create him when we are there? Do you see the difference? The why of the malaika is not of takabbur. The why of the iblis was of takabbur. And Allah knows that. The why of the malaika was, they were simple minded and only asking Allah, Bari Ta'ala, that this man that is going to be the father of all human beings, the children are going to cause bloodshed and disobedience, and they will have nafs and shaitan. But we are always there doing your dhikr and worshipping you, so why create him? What a beautiful answer Allah gave to this why. And this is what you call iman. What is it? Iman. And this answer is going to help you all the time. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun, O malaika. What I know and what is my ilm and what is my knowledge is not your ilm and it is not your knowledge. What I know, you will never know and you don't know. Did they argue after that? They understood. What a beautiful answer. Nothing specific mentioned. Something that is very generic, that is going to help this ummah all the time. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What I know, you don't. Now in your mind you are wondering, Ya Allah, the Turkish people are Muslims. The Syrian people are Muslims. In 5 days, 20,000 Muslims have died. Why? This question Shaitan puts in your mind. Why? Why? Kyun hua? Why? The answer is here. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What he said to the angels. What I know and my knowledge, you don't know. Your knowledge is limited. And there are many examples of this. Musa alayhi salam takes on Khizr alayhi salam. Surah Kahf. And he is blatantly violating Sharia laws. Sharia laws. And Musa alayhi salam is all about Sharia law. And he doesn't understand that. So how is this possible? Subhanallah, a young boy, he kills Khizr alayhi salam, kills him. He's not there to help. The people who didn't help them, and he helped them with raising the wall. Subhanallah. And he is questioning him, Khizr alayhi salam, why? And Khizr alayhi salam here is telling him, you see, Allah has given me one type of knowledge, And Allah has given you another type of knowledge. The knowledge that Allah has given me specifically, but you are greater. Who is greater? Musa alayhi salam is greater than Khidr alayhi salam. The knowledge generally given to Anbiya is the visible knowledge. What is it? The visible knowledge. And of course, Ghaib is of that knowledge invisible which Allah informs a Nabi. But the general laws are what? Applicable in this dunya. Khidr alayhi salam's knowledge was totally the opposite. He would see things which you and I cannot see with the naked eye. He had the knowledge of even taqdeer. What is going to happen to him tomorrow? What is destined? What is... And this was a match of two types of knowledge. Now imagine the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my knowledge is something that you cannot compare. You are not in the position to question me. So number one, as Muslims, if you are studying in college, university, they are going to teach you this disease. Always question everything. Always question everything. You can question your teachers, but you can't question Allah and His Rasul. Remember that much. Everything ends there. Everything ends there. Subhanallah al-Azim. So, is your mind a Muslim? The first test is, your attitude should be, that if my Allah is saying something to me, and if my Rasul is saying something to me, I cannot bring about any kind of thoughts that why is this order? Genuinely, a person is asking why with full iman, with full love, but only to give da'wah or to promote or for him to be satisfied for his own knowledge. That is perfectly fine because that is the why of the malaika. That is fine. But not the why of Iblis, Shaitan. So that is one level to see if your brain and your aqal is doing sajda to Allah and is it working? That is why, my respected brothers and elders, I always say to you that abstain and refrain from having friends, those who don't have love for Allah and His Rasul. Never ever have a very close friendship with people who don't have the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never. Today we don't keep friendship with the ulama. Ye ulta. And we will want to keep friendship with fasiq and fajir people. What is that going to help you, my respected brother? Nothing at all. So subhanallah, this is something very important. Number two, look at the Quran, how it is protecting a person in all the different eras and generations of human existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, to see if your brain is a Muslim brain. فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ دُرٌ دَعَانَ فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ دُرٌ دَعَانَ That when insan is afflicted, when insan is afflicted with pain, with difficulty, durrun, any kind of taklif, any kind of pain, durrun da'ana, then he will call upon Allah. He will call upon Allah. Any issues, any problems, he will call upon Allah. Thumma idha khawwalnahu. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed away from him any kind of difficulty, then what happens in arrogance, his acting is such that he even forgets his past. He forgets his past. And he starts to say that, you know what, this difficulty that has been removed from me is because of my own knowledge. Because of my own knowledge.
I did it. I managed to get myself out from this difficulty. Subhanallah al-Azim. And this is a very, very difficult scenario. In this ayat kareema, the scholars have mentioned that the thought process has to be controlled at 5 levels. How many levels? 5. It's not difficult at all. Inshallah, if you concentrate, it's very, very easy. At 5 levels. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows His blessings on this person. Then his attitude is very, very different. So the control panel of thoughts, you know, what is the thought of how should a Muslim start to think? And what is the thinking of a kafir? So when difficulty comes to a human being, what should he be doing? First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned, kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul will taste death. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah saying, and we will be testing you with difficulty, with evil and good also in this dunya, as imtihan, as test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly saying that difficulty will come to you. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. You will be tested with shar, evil and also good. And it is fitna, it is not the fitna of Urdu, the fitna of Arabic, it is a test. And you will be returned to us, number one. And number two, when we are being tested, what should our attitude be? My respected brothers, sometimes what happens, that when a person is touched by a musibah or any calamity, any issues, and then he is turning to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua, and alhamdulillah, that difficulty is removed from him. Then shaitan wants to damage his thinking. And shaitan tells him, you see how clever you are. You said the right things and you did the right thing. And because you did the right thing by your own knowledge, you have kept yourself in this situation. You are the doer. You are the doer. And insan totally forgets his past. So number one, Sharia is reminding us that a person should never ever forget his past. If you look at your past, the difficulty that you went through, now that Allah has given you all the blessings, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave you the hidayat to take the right actions and to say the right things or to study the right things or whatever you had to do, but that was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today you are seeing the fruits. So you are never to forget your past. This is something which is very, very important. Never forget the past and the goodness that you are enjoying right now, the changes of positive things in your life, that is from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be our thinking, number one. And number two, sometimes the case is that the affliction, that the grief, that pain has not been removed, and it is with us for many years now. For 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, whatever. Allah save us, bichare. A lot of people go through different, you know, problems. All people have different kind of problems. Somebody might have an illness and it's not going. And this illness is with him all the time. Sometimes what happens, shaitan tells him, you see, you did a lot of guna, and this is why Allah is punishing you. This is also the wrong waswasa. Wrong waswasa. A few days ago, a young man came to me, he says, Imam Sahib, you know what? Everything I do, it just doesn't work out for me. Allah is angry with me. Allah is? Aray Allah, how can Allah be angry with you? Why Allah is so merciful. Allah is not angry with you. It is shaitan twisting your control panel. It is shaitan that is playing with your control panel, tere dimag se wo masti kar raha hai. Bhai, never think negative about Allah. Never think negative about Allah. Never ever. This is the last thing you want to do. And this is how shaitan pushes a person towards kufr by pushing him into negativity. So if this takleef is with me and it's not going Allah, what do I do? The remedy is in the Quran. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ What do you do? Sabr. What do you do? Sabr. Do sabr, patience. Biwi tumhe tamacha maar rahi hai, sabr kar lo. Kya? Daant rahi hai, sabr kar lo. Koi baat nahi. Sabr kar lo. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Sabr karo bhai. You're not well, sabr karo. What can you do? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Do sabr. Subhanallah. The husband gets married to a second wife. The first wife comes, musibat to me. Who told you to get married to the second wife? Divorce me. That is it. But the husband is saying, Allah, I'm giving you the rights. I'm looking after you. Why do you want to become without a husband? Without a husband, then you'll have to buy a dog. What will happen? In the old age, you'll have to have a dog. Because this is the modern culture. Dog or a cat. Do you want a dog or a cat, or you might as well live with this husband, bichara, who is at least looking after you. But shaitan is there playing with the mind. No, 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 no. Get me out. When my father got me married to you, did he say that you are going to be getting another woman? And Allah is saying, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ When a woman does sabr, straight Jannah. Is it easy for a woman to share a man? Is it easy? Hargiz nahi, kalla, hasha, very difficult. A woman can share everything, but for her to share the husband is very, very, subhanallah, you know, demanding. What is it? The 24 hours that this element of pressure and sabr is put in her mind, and the sawab she gets is immense. Oh ho, bahut sawab. Wabashir is sabireen. You know, bahut sabr hai, bhai. Sabar. Example de raha hu, kya kare? Wabashiri sabir. So many issues in the world that happens. We should have a Muslim mind. Wabashiri sabirin. Do sabar. Never lose, you know, faith in Allah. Allah, what did you do to me? Why? What happened? Kya hua? A person is married and he is healthy, the wife is healthy, husband is healthy, but Allah decided not to give them children. Are you going to be complaining to Allah? You gave my neighbors 10 children. Allah, you could have given me from the 10, 2, 3. 2, 3 mujhe de dete. Eh? Our brothers, mashallah, you know some of the brothers, you know, big tribes. Some have 15. Allah Pak, you gave one woman 15 children. From the 15, you could have given me 2, 3. Allah is saying, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What is my knowledge? It's not your knowledge. I am the all wise, al-hakim. I am hakim. What? La yus'alu amma yaf. Don't question me. Don't question. Allah Pak, you know, I can't even pay my bill. Ya Allah, and that person's got a swimming pool. You know. To have a swimming pool in this country is another 12,000 pounds extra payment in a year. Pata hai na aapko? Aap ye mat samajna ke main swimming pool kar raha hu. Aap to yaar, aapka dimag bhi twisted ho jayega. Ah, looks like Mauli sahab going for a swimming pool. No, no, bhai. Well, somebody was telling me this. I picked it up. I said, cha, oh my, expensive to run a swimming pool, you know. So Allah Pak, that person's got a swimming pool and I can't even pay here. Why can't you give me extra 200, 300 pounds? Difficulty, everybody goes. Don't damage your mind. Be very strong. The person who's strong with the mind, he is the real mujahid. He is the real. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Sabr karo. At a time where you have to do sabr, do sabr. And never ever complain to Allah. And number three, the worst symptoms is this. That you know what, he forgets his past and mashallah, Allah has changed that difficulty with something that is good. and then he forgets, and then now he's saying, you see, because I did that, I spoke to that person, I migrated from that country to this country, I did this, because of me, you are enjoying, because of me, because of this, because of this. These are just your asbabs. What are they? These are just your outwardly actions that Allah gave you hidayat to do, that Allah put in you. It was not in your power to migrate from India to Africa, from Africa to Leicester. It is Allah who planned this entire journey for you. Everything was pre-planned. You came here, you qualified this. This was planned also by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't forget your past. And point number four, which is the most dangerous condition of a human being. Allah save us. This is what today in the modern world is removing Iman and Islam from the hearts of people. Allah mentions this. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. And when Allah is testing some people, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. And here rizq is not just food. Rizq is every kind of sustenance. What is it? فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. And Allah has constricted his livelihood, his life a bit. And Allah is squeezing him a bit. And a bit, you know, a bit of that squeeze that's there, he feels a bit tight, things are not going his way, and his فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. Some, you know, things are not going right. Now, what does he say? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Why should I believe in Allah? Why should I believe in my Rabb? All I get is nothing but takleef. My Lord has humiliated me. My Lord has humiliated me. Then Allah save us. Then what does this person do? He joins the group which is known as these kuffars. What is it? Because his love for Allah diminishes. His love for Allah. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. So it should not be that every trauma, every pain, every difficulty that you receive, or your loved one receives, or the people who are connected to you by Iman go through, that you feel that, hang on, you know what, your mind has to exercise the right things, and that is whatever happens, Allah is Hakim, He knows what is right for me. And Allah has only given me that which is khair for me. Whether I understand, whether I don't understand. Whether I understand, whether I don't understand. One man came to me, says, Mauli Sahab, I'm looking for a wife. I said, MashaAllah. But I am very picky and choosy. Mar gaye. Mushtaq, picky and choosy. Say, what is picky and choosy? He says, have you seen the tail of a horse and the hair strands? Have you seen those puchri, the horse ki tail, hai na wo tail, baal kitne seedhe hai, beautiful, huh? It's like, it's been blow dried, you know, straight. I want a woman who's got hair like that, straight. So, maine kaha, I'll go and look for you, don't worry. Mera kaam yahi baki hai. Now I'm only left to do this. Go and see, bhai, kiske baal itne straight hai, pony ki tarah, you get married. Thank you, ji, Mauli Sahab. Thank you. Ab itni picky, choosy aadmi, you'll never get married, bhai. You'll never get. Be happy and content with what Allah has given you. Happy. And this kind of hair lady might not even give you a cup of cha. And you'll have to go on Evington Road to Chaiwala. So you have to find the right partners also, isn't it? Right, decent partners. Be it a husband or be it a wife. So you can't be, you know, picky and choosy. So every kind of difficulty that comes, you know, Allahu Akbar. Why me? Why? This why is the why of shaitan. What is it? Sabar bhi kare. Why? Sabar is a ni'mah. Sabr is a nama. Tune your mind to think that my Allah is only doing that which is good for me, and this dunya is not Jannat. Why? Do you know the first statement the Jannati people will utter when they go to Jannah? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ. All praises be to Allah that has removed from us hazan. That has removed from us, what is hazan? The pain, anxiety. So when they go to Jannah, the first thing they will feel, pain-free. Oh, pain-free. What a lovely feeling that may be. You can't even touch it. Jannat is going to make you pain-free. This is what Allah is saying. Don't take this dunya, every difficulty that you are going through, that will be kafara for you at the time of Sakarat. That will be time for you as kafara in your grave. That will be kafara for you in Maidan-e-Hashr. So for the believers, we are always in profit, my respected brother. Always. So let not the shaitan tamper our minds. But however, the Quran tells us something very important, that everything that happens around you, a person is required to take a lot of heed and lesson. Lesson from it. And so, subhanallah, imagine, at the blink of the eye, your situation can change. You were a man who was giving zakat, and things can change. You might be the recipient for zakat. It can be. You were a man who was giving zakat, but now you are the recipient of, Allah can change the condition very quickly. And so a person must never delay in running to Allah. The problem today with us is that there are no changes. You know, we still have that 5-star breakfast, 5-star lunch, and all the goodies and everything we enjoy. But you know, that extra level of turning to Allah, that toiling to Allah, you know, that crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that preparation, that thinking that, Ya Allah, you know, anything can happen to me anytime. This is what we are to see of the things that are happening around us in this dunya. This is something very important. Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhan nas, uttaku rabbakum. O human beings, fear your Lord. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azeem. What is this zalzala? Only for a few seconds. Inna zalzalata sa'ati. And subhanallah, the earthquake of the last hour, subhanallah, is a very mighty thing. Is a very mighty thing. Shayun azim is a very mighty thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. And Allah is just describing. You see, when you see some of the people, how they run and what is happening, and people sleeping here and outside, Allah is saying, subhanallah, this is for a few seconds. 15 seconds and what I can do to you. In 15 seconds, what I can do to you. Then what about the day of Qiyamah? كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. You will see a nursing woman that will abandon her child. That will abandon her. Doodh pilane wali maa. You know that relationship when a mother is breastfeeding the baby. Subhanallah. That relationship is a very unique relationship. There is no disturbance. Maa apni aulaad ko doodh pila rahi. Such will be the turmoil that she will throw her son and daughter and child. Amma arda'at. Chhor di. Watada'u kullu dhati hamlin hamlaha. Allahu Every pregnant woman will deliver the fetus in a premature manner. It will miscarry. If she is pregnant, the baby will come out. on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَدَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَزَيْ حَمَلْ. The baby will just come out. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. Allah is saying, you will think people are drunk, but they are not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. O people, O insan, fear that day when the punishment of Allah will be severe. Today you are enjoying, that day is in front of you. And these are little glimpses that Allah Pak is showing humanity. Allah is showing people. So my respected brothers and elders, what our scholars have mentioned, that some of the, you know, natural disasters that happen, one, of course, is the scientific reason, and that is perfectly fine. There is nothing wrong with that, because Allah has given intelligence and aqal to insan, and Allah has created this dunya, subhanallah, in what we call fine-tuning. What is it? Fine-tuning. So Allah has created that. So these reasons are fine, there is no problem with that. MashaAllah, you know, whatever happens, Allah gave insan the aqal, we've got beautiful cars, we don't need to be sitting on the back of horses and camels no more. Now we've got lovely cars, your technology is increasing, Allah has given aqal, fine. And one is the spiritual reasons, what is it? As Muslims, we believe also in the spiritual reasons. And this is something that is a lesson for us. Number one, when we see such events, number one, our iman is that we don't question Allah. Allah does what He wants. What is it? We don't question Allah. Number two, Allah is showing humanity their weakness. What is it? Your weakness. Your, how weak you are, subhanallah. Your death is in front of you. Insan's life is very, very fragile. To see your mortality, to see death in front of you. So, to make a person very, very humble, you know what? That don't show arrogance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason also is, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. This is one reason. That when sinful people are punished, this is because of their actions. When sinful people are punished, it is because of your action. And ulama say sometimes this is also kafara. What is it? Expiation. Expiation. So Allah gives you a high maqam in Jannah. And then number six, the ulama have said sometimes a greater tragedy is diverted by something that is not so great. So there's a possibility that sometimes a person could have been, you know, going through Azab-e-Kabr or Azab in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates, kafara. And then sometimes also, subhanallah, calamities that come, it is a reminder that you should appreciate every ni'mat that Allah has given you. Sometimes we take things for granted and we even forget that this earth is a ni'mat of Allah. That this house is also the ni'mat of Allah. That the skies are the ni'mat of Allah. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just opens up sometimes for a person to see and for him to remind that don't take anything for granted in this dunya that you're living in. And another reason the ulama have also mentioned is that Allah is not taking a test of the people that have been affected, but it is a test for the people that are living, that what is your response in assisting them? What is your response in assisting them? And then finally, the scholars have mentioned that is shahadat. What is it? Martyrdom. But these are just some of the reasons that the scholars have given. But in reality, my respected brothers and elders, what we need to understand is that our tuning should be as what Allah says, La yus'alu amma yaf'al. That we don't ask questions to what Allah does. He is Hakim and He knows everything that is happening. As He said to the angels, I have created insan. I know everything about insan. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamu. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamu. What I know, you don't. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Just for a few minutes, inshallah. If you can close your eyes and do muraqabah, the cleansing.